Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us as we begin a new broadcast week, talking politics over a cup of coffee. So we've got an all-faiths Capitol, Oregon Capitol worship service scheduled for May 17th. That's next Sunday, folks, at 10 a.m. Come and join us, the steps of the Capitol building. And it is being sponsored by yours truly and KSLM Radio, along with Pastor Jim Moore of the Salem House of Prayer and Pastor Peter Carlson of Pray Oregon and others that are coming on board. We have invited Mayor Chuck Bennett, Mayor of Salem, to come and join us and frankly, give the opening prayer. We're awaiting word as to whether he's comfortable doing that or not, because this is not a sanctioned event. But we do want you to come, and we want you to enjoy praise and worship, and most importantly, prayer. Prayer for the state, prayer for our leaders. And we also want to encourage you to come and to socially distance yourself appropriately. And wear a mask. Now, I know some of you have said you're not going to do that. I get it. And you're going to be the people that are going to get the interviews with the TV stations. And you're going to be the people that are going to get the interviews with the news reporters and print. And you're going to be the ones that are going to have your pictures splattered all over the social media internet. Because you're not being responsible, they're going to say. And you're going to lead to the deaths of people. Well, I kind of doubt that. Because, you know, we continue to see the downward spiraling of deaths in Oregon. And we continue to see the downward spiraling of infections. It's interesting to note, by the way, that the Oregon Health Authority is now saying, hey, all you medical professionals out there, quit using them KN95 respirators, huh? Well, apparently the FDA is saying, don't use them anymore. You should restrict them. Why? Well, they're not, in all the news stories about this, they're not citing why. Now, let me just again tell you, friends, because I want to get into some of the other stories out there about this whole issue of both hospitalizations. Europe's best-selling newspaper is saying that the lockdown was a mistake. And the fish wrap editorial here in the Oregonian editorial about the unemployed deserve more than a busy signal. Even though... Another story says, well, the unemployment department has 655 people now working in the claims department, and they're working 7 days a week. Well, processing is going on 7 days a week. People are not working 7 days a week. Those are all union jobs. That doesn't work. But Kate did something right. She did. And we're going to celebrate Kate doing something right, and it just reinforces the reason why we're going to hold a worship service on the steps of the Capitol building. So also does the Oregon Catalyst story about 60%, 66% of COVID-19 hospitalizations in New York State, the epicenter of this thing, right? 66% of the hospitalizations come from one place. And we'll get into all of that as we go along today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And, of course, you can always send an email to jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am. It is a little bit confusing, by the way, to understand Kate Brown's, her reopen order. In fact, there's an interesting story about that today, is what does it mean really to restarting, quote unquote, public life? Well, all of these stories come together. And to be honest with you, they amount to, has it worked? Is everything that we have done here in Oregon, has it worked, really? Well, one would think that, well, maybe it hasn't. Yeah. You see, there is so much confusion out there about what is working and what isn't, that, well, let's just say the facts show the way. No, I'm quite serious. The facts do show the way here. So let me start with Kate Brown did something right. I know some of you are probably, I'm quite critical of Kate Brown for a lot of reasons. But the story from May 10th in the Oregonian really lays out the reasoning why Christians and our churches are reopening. There's another story about that. There's a Fox 12 story about it. I didn't put it on the show plan today, which I'll have on my Facebook page a little bit later. But, you know, look, the reality is this. Churches are opening. And they're, you know, the Catholic churches, all of them, across 152 of them across the state, are limiting, you know, parishioners to 25 people showing up at any one time. And they're socially distancing them, so on and so forth. Well, the story that backs this up and backs up the reason why we're going to hold an all faiths capital worship service this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. on the state capitol. Whether they give us a permit to or not, we're doing it, folks. We're doing it because we're demonstrating that Christians can socially distance at church or worshiping together anywhere. The same way that those same Christians can socially distance and safely go to Safeway or Home Depot. And the proof of that is the fact that this Oregonian story from May 10th says Oregon begins to reopen, but many industries have never been closed. How has that worked out? Well, pretty well, apparently. Because here's what's interesting about all of this, is that very few workplace infections that are outside of the healthcare industry, even though OSHA's got, and the story has the list of complaints and what industries they come from, very few of them are related to actually working. Now, clearly, and it goes on to list, you know, Daimler Trucks, Swan Island plant, Lam Research, semiconductor equipment manufactured in Tualatin. Locally, we've had a spike in the Latino population, which goes to work. But is any of this, other than those of you who are in rest homes, because that's the largest place, folks. Healthcare had 100, there were 3,700 complaints to Oregon OSHA, right? That workplaces weren't taking the appropriate measures to protect employees, okay? The largest by far was healthcare. It was 177. And then you had restaurant and food service, because even though in-room dining has been it has been slowed down. It's still, you know, takeout is still happening. Grocery stores, construction, automobile dealers, you know, all of these. So here's the thing, folks. The fact that Kate did not shut down many of these businesses like Jay Inslee did in Washington has meant that, by and large, people have not been getting sick. And it has worked. Kate has proven, in spite, she's really contradicted herself. This is my point to you, and we're going to go to Ron in a moment. By the way, the number to call is 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. My point is this. Kate allowed these businesses to work, and they took appropriate measures. And people have not been getting sick. Yeah, there are some certain instances like the Albany frozen foods plants and the seafood processing plant out in Astoria. But that's the rare exception. Now, if you can do that in a place of work, why did we need to stay at home at all? And if you can do it at work, why can't we do it in churches? Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What do you say this morning, Brendan?
You doing okay?
Yeah, just tongue-tied for all of a second.
my question is this, is that, I think that we got to open up. We've got to get things moving. Another business out here in Lincoln City is not opening back up. The evidence is it's not about the money. It's harder to start back up when you ain't have nothing than if you had something going on. I will give Kate a lot better credit than the commissioners of California or Inslee himself in Washington. God bless the people in Washington, especially in construction. But we have to continue. We got to open up. What about these small towns, Jeff, that they're going to have rodeos? I believe we can still have a rodeo. I believe you can still have some things go on normally that you would have in the summer if you let the people use precautions. For example, team ropings or rough stock events. They're usually on horses anyway. Minus being up there in the bullpen. You know, in the area where they got the bull up, they don't, a lot of them wear bandanas anyway. But nevertheless, they can take precaution. You can still put on an entertainment event. And still, these small communities would not lose so much money because they rely on the public and various special events to help fund their, show up their reserves in these smaller communities in case of emergency disasters or anything else. That's how they pay for it. But this is the thing that we got to keep standing. We got to keep moving forward, and we don't let up. No matter what Kate, if she's waiting for Don Corleone Cuomo or my boy down there, even Inslee or anything else. But the thing is this, we got to keep moving forward. We got to keep holding the ground. People got, and during the primary, we got less than a week. People vote red. Vote for people not just trying to appeal to my base, but can they point out the evidence of those that's incumbent, whether in the 5th Congressional District, 2nd, or anything else, or the 4th Congressional District down there in Eugene. DeFazio and Schrader got to go. They have not done anything beneficial for State Oregon. The candidate that will be able to do that right now, barely, in the 5th Congressional District, will be Angela Roman. I need a back person with a backbone. That's going to be a servant, not a person that wants a profit or be well off and know how to do that.
All right, Ron, thanks, brother. And you're right, we have all got to keep moving forward. How do we do that? Talk. We come back. 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, it's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Yes, I will try to drink a little more coffee and wake up today so I don't get so tongue-tied like I was with Ron there. You know, Ron's right, folks. We have... You know, this thing has knocked us off balance. And I mean, not just the virus, but it's the response to it and how it's impacted our lives. So it's time to fix that, don't you think? Now, we have to keep moving forward. He's 100% correct. And one of the ways you do that, you have to have a sense of normalcy in your life, don't you? I mean, I'm convinced that's what, well, I know, I just think about myself, and I bet I'm not any different than you, but, you know, I go to the grocery store, I go to Bi-Mart to buy things that I need, I go to Home Depot to buy things that I need, and all of that creates a sense of normalcy. Now, I social distance out on the farm, but if you've not been able to go anywhere, do anything because you've been stuck at home, the stay-at-home order, or your company is, maybe you're the one of 380,000 Oregonians, 20% of our workforce that's unemployed right now. Maybe you're one of these people trying to get through to the unemployment department. All you're getting is a busy signal, like my friend, the driveway stalker. Maybe you're one of these people. You have to keep doing things so that you don't become depressed. You don't become idle. Now, if you've been doing that, good for you. Like if you've been working around the house, you've been cleaning up the yard. A lot of us have been. A lot of us have been doing projects that, well, we normally wouldn't have had time to do. Well, now you do. So if you got stuff left over, like you got wood debris, concrete, you got yard stuff because you've been, you know, trimming, and, you know, summer's almost here. Why don't you take all of that to Clayton Ward Recycling? Right here in Salem, they've been in business 50 years. It's a family business. It's easy to get in. You don't wait. It's easy to unload, and then you're right out of there. They're right off the Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. They're one of these great local businesses that really do need our support, friends. They do. Some of the things that you bring to them, you need to pay for. Some things you don't. So to figure out exactly what that is, why don't you call them? 503-393-8700. 503-393-8700. Let's go to the phones again. We've got a new caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today? Good morning.
No.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, how are you this morning?
I'm well. Who are you and what do you have to say? Welcome.
I'm Dale.
Hi, Dale.
And I have a thought about the situation with the stay-at-home situation.
And okay.
I have it in five sections, and I'll just read them to you, and then we can go further, if you want.
Sure.
Plant seed of pushback to stay-at-home Governor Brown's executive order. Sweden did not close the economy down and is doing better than the U.S. Sue Governor Brown, State of Oregon, for First Amendment rights violations and monetary damages by small businesses in Oregon. Set up a GoFundMe account to help the preparation of the thousands of lawsuits that I would see happening. Maybe if people like Timber Unity could be somewhat involved. So that's my 5 points.
I like them, Dale. And, you know, a couple of things about that is, first off, the lawsuits and the GoFundMe page idea is great. Because you know what? People can typically afford, you know, to pay the price of a couple of drive-through, you know, latte drinks, right?
Yeah.
$10, and you could help. I mean, if a lot of Oregonians did that, even people who are out of work, just put $10 into a GoFundMe account to fund some of these lawsuits to stand for our First Amendment rights, like you've correctly articulated, it would go a long way. But more importantly, people have to be willing to step up and to stand up And that means lawsuits. It means standing out and protesting and supporting businesses like Glamour Salon that opened up last week.
Yes, correct.
Down in Salem. And it means coming to the church service on Sunday. Dale, can you come and join us?
I possibly can. Generally in church in West Salem, but can make that arrangement.
That'd be great if you did. Dale, thank you very much. Great ideas. And this is why. And Dale, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And don't be shy. Call again. I appreciate that. Got an email from Christopher. Says, it's time to ramp up our opening. It's time to not let our politicians and elected leaders use these events to trample our civil liberties. Best thing that has to come out of this is the exposure of deep state operatives in nearly every facet of our governments. Let's stand up. Nothing can stop what's coming. Nothing. I agree. And that moves perfectly into what Dale was saying. Now, Rich sent me something just a moment ago. It was an email. And it was from something he sent me about a year ago. And it's out of the U.S. Federal Code, 71, Article 98. And this is the ruling of the United States Supreme Court after the Civil War. This is an 1866 ruling. And it stands to this day. And a quote, this is U.S. Code. Neither the legislature nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of emergency. Section 98. Anyone who declares a suspension of constitutionally guaranteed rights to freely travel, peaceably assemble, earn a living, freely worship, or attempt to force such suspension within 50 independent sovereign continental United States of America is making war against our Constitution, and therefore, we the people. Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us if you're just joining us. Politics over a cup of coffee. Because right now, politics really is impacting every area of your life. So 66% of COVID-19 hospitalizations, not infections, but hospitalizations, came from one place. You know where that is? Now, this is New York State. Okay, they're the epicenter, right? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a second. But I also want to tell you about this. Europe's best-selling newspaper says the lockdown was a mistake. Huh? Sort of gets back to what Dale was just saying about the Swedish model, distancing and people at risk stay at home. You know, that happened in America. Also, the Fish Wrap editorial today, because I'm going to get into this in a moment. This is powerful. If you're unemployed, you deserve more. If you're unemployed in Oregon, if you're one of the 381,000 Oregonians who file a jobless claim, you're 20% of the population, of the working age population in this state, by the way. You deserve more than a busy signal. Because that's what you're getting. Now, every person, again, the show, friends, is about what? Yeah, it's about politics with your coffee, but it's really about giving you suggestions about how you can change your world. And that's what I try to do when I point out arguments that you can make. And some of you point them out to me because I don't have the answers to everything, but that's why I appreciate each and every one of you. listening and communicating with me, whether you call at 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you send me an email to jeff@1220.am. I don't have all the answers, but I know a few things from my many years being in politics. And one of them is that there are persuadable people out there. There are always people, you know, in your circle of influence that can go either way on some of these issues. And right now, people who are really frustrated because there are some of the, as of last week, some of the 62,000, let me say that again, 62,000 unprocessed unemployment claims. Some of them go back clear to March, 6,000 of them. Now, there's some really frustrated people, and justifiably so. Shouldn't somebody pay the price, be held accountable for a old computer system that Oregon received $85 million to upgrade 11 years ago, and they haven't done it yet? They're just now getting started. Shouldn't somebody be held accountable? Who would that be? Who do you think it ought to be? Well, where does the buck stop? Who's been apologizing? Well, her name is Kate Brown. She's the governor, by the way. Now, even though Kate did something right, and I said this and I mean it, she did. She did not shut down business. And that is absolutely evident in this story in the Oregonian. She didn't shut down business the way other states did. And the fact that we didn't have an outbreak generally in these businesses that kept operating tells us that just being cleaner, more cleanliness, more making sure you're not working together in really tight little areas, it works. So if it worked and business kept operating and people didn't get sick, then why on earth did we shut down other places like bars and restaurants? Couldn't they have done the same thing? Couldn't churches have done the same thing? I mean, after all, we kept the marijuana shops open. So why you should come and join us this Sunday at the state capitol, on the steps of the capitol. It is an all faiths worship and prayer service. Doesn't matter whether we're going to have a permit or not, folks. They cannot keep us from there. 60%, 66% of all COVID-19 hospitalizations came from one place in New York State. You know where that was? Home. It came from people being locked down and stay at home orders. 66%. Now, if you add in nursing homes, it's 86%. Most hospitalizations, 86%, came in New York State from places where people live. This is why Europe's best-selling newspaper said the lockdown was a mistake. It was excessive. It forced people to become compliers. They don't even have a constitution like we do, folks. And a German newspaper is complaining about people being compliers and snitches. They prefer the Swedish model. And they have a lot of very well-respected, in this news article, and you can see it, I'll have it up on my Facebook page, a lot of very well-respected people in the medical community saying it was a mistake. Now, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, emails to jeff@1220.am. So what did we do in America? Well, we shut our businesses down. Remember when Kate started off saying, and this is the point about the lawsuit by the churches, is that there are two main points. Is that, first of all, it's unconstitutional, correct? Because her emergency order is unconstitutional. It expired on April 7th, according to Oregon's constitution. Kevin Mannix has laid that out. And I, by the way, I'm going to try to get the lead attorney for the Pacific Justice Institute, which is the group that has filed this lawsuit on behalf of 10 churches, including People's Church right here in Salem. We're going to try to get them on the show to talk about this, but there are two main aspects of it. The first is that it's unconstitutional because she did not comply with Oregon's constitution, number one. Second one is that it's unnecessary. Now, if you look at all the other data that is coming out, both in Oregon and, frankly, all across the country and the world, it is unnecessary. Think about it. You can put on a mask and you can go to Home Depot where Jim works. Or excuse me, I think he's at Lowe's. Either way, you can go to Safeway. You can go to Albertson. You can go to Fred Meyer. You can go to Whole Foods, whoever's open. You put a mask on. You can sanitize your hands. You can sanitize the bar on the shopping cart like I do when I go to Winco. You can do all of that. You're not getting sick. And they're not having massive outbreaks either, are they? Have we shut down a Safeway? Not to my knowledge. Now, it doesn't mean that people haven't gotten sick, but you know, people get sick with the cold, too. Do they come to work? Well, they shouldn't. 503-589-1220. The unemployed deserve more than a busy signal. If you've been stuck at home because of Kate Brown's stay-at-home order, which was a mistake, she did it right with keeping business open, by and large. But she did it wrong with staying at home. Now, okay. So did everybody else. If 86% of New York's hospitalizations came from people being stuck where they live, what does that tell you? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, do you? Neither do you have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that, you know what? I want my home to be safe. I don't want bacteria and pollen and COVID-19 or cold or flu stuff floating around in my house. That's a great reason for you to talk to our friends at Freedom Heating and Air. Freedom Heating and Air is another one of these great advertisers and great local businesses here in Salem. Man, they've been here 40 years. Have done something right to stay in business 40 years. They can truly make your home a lot safer and a lot cleaner. And it's not just from the virus stuff, folks, with these great UV light filtration systems that kill the virus. You know what also helped? Pollen season is just really getting started. They can put these great filtration systems in that keep pollen from affecting you in your home. Check them out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's a .net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. So, one of the interesting things about who's going to be held accountable for the fact that maybe you've been trying to, and the story here in the Oregonian editorial about this really lays out the frustration that many people have with individual stories. It's, if you're one of these people, how does it make you feel? If you know somebody who's frustrated about this, who are they going to hold accountable? Shouldn't someone be held accountable for the fact that $85 million was given to us 11 years ago and nobody's fixed the computer system? Now it might cost $125 million, but the actual cost to you individually is even greater. Cover that. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn, who was nice enough to hold over during the break. You know, Eric Azer is one of these great local small business guys. RighteousRenovations.com. He's a local contractor. You hear me talk about him and advertise for his company, Righteous Renovations. You know, we have to get going. If you listen to Ron in the first segment of the show, we have to keep going. We can't stop. That means that guys like Eric Azer and his team at RighteousRenovations.com, you can check them out, and they're satisfied customers online, RighteousRenovations.com. They can come into your home and they can help do things that need to be done. And all of that is part of the return to normalcy, normal life, as we've become accustomed to it, as, well, our Constitution guarantees life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So one of the ways that you can continue to have normalcy and to recover mentally is to do business with people like Eric Azer. He's a man of faith, and he's not afraid to put that faith on full display in his name, Righteous Renovations. Check him out online, RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Thanks for hanging on. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, Jeff. I went to the big city of Portland and walked through the park blocks down through through Pioneer Square. Saw locked up and are starting to put paper in the windows at Pioneer Square, the square, down to the waterfront where I met my friend. I wanted to pick up the Epic Times to get the latest story. But their church is in North Portland, and they had about 60 people, and they broke them up into 25s, and nothing was said. That was kind of an interesting story. And they're planning to come to the rally. But also, when I did look at the Epic Times, the real story behind that they're focusing on going forward is that Beijing's renewed efforts to wrestle control over Hong Kong. They're now going into Hong Kong and arresting people. You know, that was the whole, one of the big things from the very beginning. Now that's all stepped up again. And I wanted to also mention about the masks. Those of us ERT people, I was told by Dave, who teaches us this, that the mask must be fitted to your face, and if you have whiskers, there's no help at all. They must be fitted tight enough where pathogens cannot get around the mask. These masks they're wearing now are worthless, and not only that, they're worse because your body's designed to breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon monoxide. And if that mask is there, all you're doing is putting it back into your system. So it's loading up your system with the things that you want to get rid of. He said it is exactly opposite, and multiple hospitals and doctors have articles about this.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. The only reason for wearing one of these little mouth face masks, and I'm not talking about an N95 mask, is so that you're not expelling your stuff out in public. And again, Glenn, you know my story as a farmer. I wear an N95 mask, and I make sure that it fits around my face when I'm blowing off farm equipment, because I don't want to suck all that dust in my ear or my lungs. And I got to tell you, believe me, everything you just said, I notice. If it takes me like a half hour to blow off a piece of equipment, man, at the end of that half hour, I don't feel good because I'm breathing back in all of my exhaled CO2.
Well, it's true. I remember when we used to buck hay, and you get all that dust and stuff from the hay in your nostrils, you were miserable for 2 days. And to have a mask in that situation, in a work situation, is an absolute must.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that yet still, because we're going to be showing everybody an example on next Sunday at the steps of the Capitol, 10 a.m., to have this all-face worship and prayer service. We're going to be showing everybody by example. And that's why I want people to wear masks, even if It's the ineffective kind. I get it. But we're trying to show people that the same Christians can worship together in public, inside, outside, doesn't matter, are the same Christians who have been safely going to Safeway and Home Depot. And
that's
it's absurd
true.
To shut us down.
You know, Jeff, when I was downtown, I saw a lot of the buildings they're putting cardboard in the windows and the crepe paper, and you can see them blocking stuff up. A lot of them are just not ever going to reopen.
They're
done. It's so obvious to me.
That's right.
I think they're going to be in shock when they find out what happens.
We are, and the unemployment rate is going to go up. Glenn, thanks for your thoughts. And I don't want it to. I'm afraid that it will. Because so many businesses are just like what Glenn has articulated. They're not going to come back from this. We had this wonderful economy. The overreaction to this thing has been based on a lot of fraud. In fact, I got an email just now from another unnamed state employee. This person said this: the testing and reporting on COVID-19 is largely a fraud. Okay. If that is true, and we've seen lots of examples and we hear it regularly about how people who are one of the deaths in Lane County, I'm told there's been two deaths in Lane County. One of them was from someone who had a heart attack, who did not have COVID-19. Now, I'm told this. I haven't verified it. If that's true, the reason they marked it down as a COVID-19 death is because the person had an underlying condition, didn't come to the hospital because you couldn't. Imagine that. Counting, now, if that's true, counting a death that had nothing to do with COVID-19 other than the restrictive policies that said you couldn't come to the hospital. This is craziness, folks. We know a lot of the testing and so forth is inaccurate. In fact, one of the Pentagon's top general tested positive and then tested him again. He's now negative. One of the things you can do to make sure that you don't get sick, though, is always get enough rest, eat right, get some exercise, and boost your immune system with CBD products from ProBioscience. I take CBD from them every day. I use a tincture, but they have some great creams, especially if you have like arthritis. It really works. It works for my mother, and it probably can work for you. In fact, they have CBD products for your pets. If you got a pet that's not doing too good because they're getting old, elderly, and try some CBD products for pets. All of this is available at pro-bioscience.com. You can order it online. It's a great Salem company that uses Oregon-grown CBD. I know because I sell them my CBD, my hemp, folks. Pro-bioscience.com. It is May. We just had Mother's Day, and I got to spend Mother's Day the day before Mother's Day with my own mother over in Prineville. And you know what? If you use the code MOM, the discount code MOM online, you get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. Boost your immune system. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Appreciate it. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.